Good morning. Well, welcome each and every one of you to another live Impact Lunch Break call here with Hidden Harvest Global here on Blog Talk Radio. We affectionately call it One Family, One Focus Radio. And my name is Mr. Silas King. I will be your host today. And also, I'm with my partner in success, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, have you joined us today?
I have joined you today. Good morning, Silas.
Good morning, young lady. We've had some incredible calls all week, you know, here on Blog Talk Radio, which is internet radio, and it's all over the world. And, you know, right now for Hidden Hunger Global, we can sign up partners, which are customers, right? We can sign up partners all over the world. Now, as far as ambassadors, which are members, right, we can only sign up ambassadors here in the United States. But I got to tell you, my son is creating a buzz all over the internet from international people who want to join as ambassadors. In fact, and I'm not sure if we'll be able to get him on sometime today on the call, but you know, I know he was just talking to an apostle in South Africa that wanted to get involved. I know that I was talking to and still am talking to a pastor from Kenya that wants to get involved, another one from Ghana that wants to become an ambassador. They want to get involved with this mission. Why? Because they see it up close and personal. They see, you know, the children suffering. They see, you know, what families have to go through. And, you know, we're going to just explode this thing across the United States and make it so big that eventually international will have ambassadors too. And, you know, Charlotte, you know, this mission is becoming one that is just pulling at my heartstrings. You know, and it's every day, it's constantly on my mind. There's a burning desire to make this a reality, you know, as far as saving those 1 million children. I can actually see it on the canvas of my imagination, over 1 million children a month, you know, where we're having child-saving products bought and sold and then given to those children. You know, Charlotte, tell me this, you know, you have been, you know, my partner here on pretty much all the different shows, at every show exactly. You know, what is the one thing that you've loved about this Blog Talk Radio and one of the one things that we're able to do besides spread this word through ambassadors and that sort of thing?
Well, the thing that I appreciate about this format is it gives ambassadors as well as partners or listeners, but specifically ambassadors, the opportunity to come in and share their personal stories and their experiences and what it is about Hidden Hunger Global that has set that same passion that you just described in their hearts. I'm fascinated by the various backgrounds of the ambassadors, sharing their stories. Most of them have had at least some point in their life to where they actually had some kind of need, whether it was financial or some other, but it basically set, or they've seen firsthand the type of need that we're actually addressing. And so in their hearts, there's just an instant compassion and connection. And so hearing those stories, hearing those experiences, and then hearing the excitement and the selflessness that comes as a result of just wanting to be involved to see that goal reached, that mission accomplished, is just exciting to me. And so that's, I think, one of the best parts of this format. And, of course, you, Silas.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I know I couldn't do this without you as well, and I just so appreciative of you. And, you know, for those of you who are guests on the line, and, you know, this is Hidden Hunger Global. You know, we have a very unique business model, social entrepreneurism business model. And, you know, with that business model, our whole goal is to save the lives of children all over the world. We feature three unique and life-saving products. The first one is, you know, our micronutrient pack. Charlotte, if you want to share a little bit about that micronutrient pack, what you know about it.
Well, it's number one, the same components that are approved by the World Health Organization. And so they have to find these particular nutrients, micronutrients that are basically essential to the development, the health development, mental development of small children, infants and small children, and up to the age of 12, actually. And these are, you know, and you've heard this over and over again, here in the United States, you know, we have our food is fortified with these nutrients, our water is fortified, and so we get these nutrients just, you know, from eating some of the most basic things, you know, bread. But in these countries, you know, where their poverty is rampant, even though children might be actually eating food, they might not be getting the nutrition that is necessary for their development. And so that micronutrient packet added to a bowl of I want to say oatmeal, but a bowl of food that they're eating, if you add that micronutrient, you sprinkle it on just like you would a sugar packet or a packet of salt or pepper, you mix it in, and it makes it, it basically ensures that they're getting the daily nutrition that they need. It's kind of like vitamins for them, in a sense, and it's so crucial to their early development. And so it's a very essential product. Without it, you know, their brains don't develop properly. There are just a lot of health challenges that come as a result of not being able to get adequate nutrition. And so it's a very essential product. Yes.
That's awesome. And our second life-saving child product is our long-lasting insecticide. I learned that this past weekend from Rachel Zeline, mosquito nets. Talk to me a little bit about those nets and how they save lives.
Well, one of the biggest challenges, again, from a shelter standpoint, is, you know, while people might be able to get rest at night, the mosquitoes, they carry diseases, and a lot of children are dying. You know, people are dying actually from diseases, but that mosquito net is treated, and it's treated in such a way, it's an insecticide, and so any contact that a mosquito has with that net, you know, it kills the mosquitoes instantly, but it's non-toxic in the sense that if a child was, you know, sitting in the mosquito net and had it in their mouth or whatever, it would not do any harm to the child. And so we're seeing, again, lives saved just as a result of having that mosquito net overnight. I don't know, you know, I'm a big fan of the TV show Survivor. And one of the things that, and for people that may not be familiar with that show, they take, you know, people from all different walks of life, and they put them pretty much on a deserted island, and basically have them, you know, go through a series of challenges, and at the end, whoever's the last person standing wins $1 million or something like that. But usually they're in these remote places where, you know, they're having to build their own shelter, they're having to find their own food. And one of the big things that you observe as people are going on, you know, for these 39 days, is they're getting torn up by, you know, bugs and mosquitoes, and, you know, and of course they have a medical team that's, you know, that's not on camera, but I mean, if something like that were to get serious, they can be treated for it. Well, imagine a family or, you know, children having to just live out in the open like that. I mean, they might very well have their own, you know, makeshift shelters and that sort of thing, but no matter how sturdy that shelter might be, if they don't have anything that protects them from the outside forces or getting bit by mosquitoes, they're susceptible to all sorts of diseases and ultimately death. And so that mosquito net is extremely important as well. And it is, when we talk about Hidden Hunger Global selling child-saving products, the micronutrients and the mosquito nets are very essential. I mean, these are just kind of the core things that are actually making the difference in the lives of people. And so, yeah.
Yep. And then our third product is a portable water filtration system. And, you know, Charlotte, this is so huge because, you know, no matter how many micronutrient packs we give these children, no matter how many, you know, linen mosquito nets, long-lasting insecticide mosquito nets we give them, without clean and safe drinking water, does not matter. They die anyway. Tell us a little bit about that portable water filtration system.
Yes, that filtration system is a very well-designed water filter. Can hold up to, I believe it's 150 gallons of water a day that it can filter, and it just regenerates. It's kind of built on the same technology that a kidney dialysis system is built on, and it's about the size, a little smaller actually than a Coke can. But you could put, and we've done the experiments with it, you can, you know, put just dirty water, you know, at the top, and when it comes out of that filter, it's clean, you know, 99.9% clean, and so it makes the drinking water safe. And of course, here on this show, you were just asking me what I enjoyed most about this program and listening to the testimonies, her testimonies of individuals on this very show that have been to these countries and they've seen children, you know, on the side of the road scooping muddy water. I mean, water on the ground, you know, muddy, dirty water into their mouth just because they need, you know, something to drink. And this product is something that eliminates that, and it's very, I mean, can you imagine having the choice of not water, no water, or drinking dirty water? And if you drink that dirty water, you're probably going to get sick. And so that's definitely, again, one of the key products. And so we've got three winners, and they're saving lives, and we're very grateful for that. Are you here with us, Silas?
Absolutely, absolutely here. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Those are incredible products. And then, you know, we look here at Hidden Hunger Global for two categories of people. We look for what we call our partners. Now, you could call that / customers. These are people who say, listen, we definitely understand the mission. We want to help this crusade to save the lives of children all over the world. And they can do it in increments of $20, because every $20 that is given buys a child-saving product. You know, we just talked about the three child-saving products. And, you know, I tell people, listen, you know, there's never too little you can help with, and there's never too much you can help with. So if you just, you know, decide, hey, I can only do $20. Well, guys, these children would thank you, but we would thank you as well. But if you can do, you know, 40 or 60 or 100 or 1,000, some people have done 5,000, you know, whatever your heart's desire. But what we ask is that you do it on a monthly basis. And the reason is because these children need it every single month. They don't just need it one time. And so for our customers, you're going to get a gift in kind tax receipt, okay, that'll allow you to get with your CPA and, you know, let him share with you how much of that you need to write off, okay? But every $20 that's given we're going to be able to purchase a child-saving product on your behalf and give it to children in need. Then the other category of people we look for are our ambassadors. Now, our ambassadors are like our members, like our family members. That's why we say one family, one focus, right? And our ambassadors, these are people who want to make a bigger impact. These are people who understand, all right, they understand social entrepreneurism. And they want to make a bigger impact by helping us find other partners and helping us find other ambassadors. And they're going to build a team. And this is going to be a team of people who are going to help us with this mission, who are going to help us, you know, to get more child-saving products sold and bought. And we have an ambassador rewards program where we'll reward you for helping us. You know, in traditional fundraising and in traditional nonprofit, okay, what happens is they wind up paying money to television stations and radio stations. And they wind up paying money, you know, to banquet halls and to telethons. And what are they paying them the money for? To raise money. So they take the money right off the top that they raised, and they pay all this overhead first. All right? So here at Hidden Hunger Global, we made a decision, instead of paying them and having less money go to the bottom line to these children, what if we paid you? What if we paid the housewives out there, or the school teachers out there, or the car salesmen out there, or the CPAs out there, or the lawyers out there, or the football players out there, or the college students out there who make a decision to help us with this crusade? You know, and that's what we do here at Hidden Hunger. You know, we believe that without a shadow of a doubt that we can make a difference in people's lives. There's four things that we look to change, all right? Because you got to understand something. You got to understand the power of social entrepreneurism. You know, about this is a term that's only about, you know, 3.5, 4 years old. Most people have not even heard of the term. The younger generation, though, they know it very, very well. Now, if you Google, you know, that term social entrepreneur, it's going to say a person or a company who establishes an enterprise or a business with the aim of solving social problems or affecting social change. Guys, this is so critically important. There are so many companies that are wrapping their businesses around social entrepreneurism. In fact, I was talking to a CEO of a company yesterday, and this will be the fifth owner of a company that asked me to do this. And he said, listen, I want to find out a way that we can partner up with Hidden Hunger Global. I want to find out a way that we can get a percentage every single month to Hidden Hunger Global. And we want to make sure that we have our carbon footprint on social entrepreneurism. And so, what I want to do, I want to bring on some of our ambassadors right now and just have them share a little bit about social entrepreneurism and the importance of it. And, you know, I think I'm going to start with a young lady that she's a guest. She's going to become an ambassador real, real soon. But she's a guest. I'm going to bring her on first, and then I'm going to bring on my son. I want to talk to him a little bit about what's going on internationally and all these people, this buzz about Hidden Hunger Global. But let's start first with Rochelle there in Franklin, Tennessee. Rochelle, have you joined us live on the Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio?
I have.
Hello, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Silas?
Doing incredible. I told you, I can't wait. One of these days, real soon, you're going to be hosting this call. I already know it. You have the voice for it. You got star written all over you, young lady. Star written all over
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You know, tell us what you know. You know, you know, Rochelle, you tell us first a little bit about your background, because we've got some new guests on today. And then tell us what you know about social entrepreneurs.
Well, I mean, my background, I've been in several MLMs, several multi-level marketing companies, and I hate to beat it over the head with this, but like we talked about this weekend when you were here, it just seemed like every time I was selling a product and trying to push this product, there was something about it that always bothered me, you know, because there was nothing that I was doing to give back, there's nothing involved that felt like this is important. The work that I'm doing is super, super important. Not that it wasn't, but I love the concept of creating a business model that while you are changing lives at home and helping other people make money and helping other people be successful around you that you can see, at the same time, there's a grander vision and you're helping people throughout the world to live better lives, healthier lives. And I think that's just the basis of my generation specifically. You know, I'm 23 years old. We have this social awareness that comes from all of the media that we take in constantly. And we're always hearing about this nonprofit, that nonprofit, this country, and the needs that are going on there. And so we just have this grand awareness of how small we are, but how big a role we play.
Yes.
And I think that's what this company has grabbed onto, is that we can play a big role in changing those things, you know, but also how small we are and how small our world really feels in comparison to what's going on in the rest of the globe.
Yes, I know. I believe your other friend that was with you, she was telling me, I was just talking to her yesterday, and Rachel. And she was talking to me about the fact that, you know, this past weekend when she came to the event, you know, she was like, I'm thinking about leaving my purse in the car. She was a guest, right? And she was like, I don't know what this is all about, but, you know, I'm not going to stay long. Let's figure out how we're going to get out of there. And she said that once she got in there, she saw what the mission was. She saw what the project was. She said that she just wanted to know more. She wanted to know more. You know, I know she was with you, and you probably have talked to her about that. But, you know, why is this so compelling, you know, to have a business that you can do well while doing good? You know, you can actually – I tell people this all the time. There's four social changes we want to make, you know, as a social entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Four. The first three are evident from the products. You know, we want to reverse malnutrition. We want to also protect children against mosquito-borne diseases, and we also want to, you know, help children with safe, clean drinking water. But the fourth one is poverty. See, 76% of the people in the United States live paycheck to paycheck. That means that if they were to lose their job today, 30 days to 90 days, their whole life would be devastated. Share with why it's important, you know, and it's okay to make money while you're helping these children, you know, save their lives.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's a big – the whole premise of social entrepreneurism is not giving up the ability to actually be making money for yourself, but at the same time as you're making that money, as you're bringing in that income that's changing your life, you're able to help so many other people change their lives, and you're able to help a mission that's bigger than yourself, that's bigger than your circle, that's bigger than your community, while helping your community. So not only are you providing opportunity for your community and the people that you know and seeing their lives change, but as that happens, as you're seeing their lives change, you're also seeing lives around the globe be transformed by the products that we have. And pairing those two things together is so key, because I think there's blessing in giving, and there's blessing in having a mission that's bigger than yourself. And so when you take on a mission that's bigger than yourself, and it almost comes from this, like, a lot of people just feel like, I don't know if I could ever do something like that. Yeah, I don't think I'd be good at it. For me, it has nothing to do with whether you're good at it or not. It has to do with focusing on that mission and going, if I don't do this, these children aren't getting these products to pay their light bill. And so it's not putting it all on you, but it's also taking on a responsibility for what's going on in the world and the fact that you can actually do something about it.
That's outstanding, Rochelle. I truly appreciate your insight, and I look forward to working with you. Can't wait to get back to Franklin, spend some time with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing private training for all the ambassadors on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and go over how to introduce this to people, how to speak to people, and look forward to having you on that training. And like I said, I look forward to having you co-host with me. We're going to talk about that and getting you into co-host, okay?
Definitely. I'd love to.
Thank you, young lady. We're going to go from Franklin, Tennessee, back to Houston, Texas. We're going to talk to Silas King IV, and then after that, we're going to talk in tremendous favor in Florida. Silas King IV, have you joined us live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Here.
How you doing, son?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I have my headphones on.
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I want you to share with everybody what's been taking place with you, because, man, it seems like every day and every part of the day, you're coming in my room and sharing with me about, you know, what's going on. I know you've got a lot of international stuff going on right now, and as I said on the earlier part of the show, unfortunately right now we cannot sign up ambassadors from other countries, but we can sign up partners, which are customers from other countries. And, you know, I know you've got a lot of customers signing up, and you've even got some people internationally calling on you, trying to find out how they can become ambassadors. Share that with us. Tell us what's going on and how you begin to get these contacts.
Well, I have a lady that's in Italy that wants to sign up. She wants to become a partner. And then it's an apostle that I've talked to. He reached out to me on Facebook, and he saw what we was doing, and he wanted to become an ambassador. But I don't think he can become an ambassador right now because we're not in that country. But it's people,
right,
like the people that's out there, they already know what's going on. Like, I didn't even have to explain it to him. I just sent him the video, and he said, I'm in. He said, how do I get in? Because they see what's going on already out there.
Right. Now, son,
so this,
I remember when we first got in Hidden Hunger, and you begin to send out information everywhere. And I'm not sure how many, you know, followers you had on Instagram when you first started doing Hidden Hunger. But I noticed the other day it had went over a certain, I think it was 10, was it 10K that it's over now?
Yes, over 10,000.
And that means that you've just been doing a lot of exposing. And because of your exposures, people are starting to see it. They're starting to go on your site and join without you knowing.
Yeah.
They're contacting you back. Talk about
that.
They're
coming to me
now.
Of
the people, yeah, even some of the people who've been customers, they're coming back talking like they want to be partners. I mean, want to be ambassadors.
Yeah. Yeah, a lady that became a customer earlier, like last month, I believe, she wants to be a she was thinking, well, she said that it's appealing what we do. So she's thinking about becoming a but she has a lot of stuff that she's doing right now, but she's thinking about becoming an ambassador as well. But just a lot of people, like I've been sowing a lot of seeds on the internet and in person and calling people, and now I'm seeing people just call me and they're reaching out to me. A lady on my Instagram left me a whole bio telling me how great what we do, and she wanted to connect with us, and she lives in Houston as well. We live in Houston, Texas. And so it's just, I mean, it's like this is important what we do. People, it's another man that's in New York that reached out to me. His name is Jason, and he really wants to do this. He's a personal trainer, and he said that I've been looking for something like this to be a Christ ambassador, you know, and help impact the lives of children around the world. And he, like, people really love what we do. They want to do this. So you just got to ask, and the right people will show up.
And one of the things I want everybody to understand that, you know, Blog Talk Radio here at the Impact Lunch Break Call, this is part of our system. So when you have guests, when you have people that are not involved, invite them to this call. Let them listen in. We'll even allow them to talk. You know, even people who have signed up and become customers, or they've become, you know, ambassadors, still invite them to this call. You want to get everybody on this call every day, because you never know who you're going to hear from. You never know, you know, what information is going to be given that's going to bless you. And you never know, you know, what information they may hear that'll make them say, I'm going to join today, or I'm going to upgrade today, or I'm going to buy more today. So invite them on. And so what I want to do right now, son, I appreciate you. I want to bring on now Ms. Tremendous Favor out of Florida. You know, I haven't talked to her in a while, and I'm so glad and I'm so grateful that she's still part of Hidden Hunger Global. Tremendous Favor from Orlando, Florida. Have you joined this young lady?
Hi, good morning, Silas. How are you doing?
I am doing incredibly well. God bless you. Happy New You. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am doing awesome. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. Hey, listen, Tremendous, I want you, because we got new people now that are involved and new people on this call. And by the way, Helena from Hawaii, aloha. I'll be bringing you on next, young lady. But I want you to share, Tremendous, you know, why was this appealing for you, and why did you get involved in this company in the beginning when you heard about it? And also tell us how you found out about it.
When I first got involved, it was on Instagram with Silas. He had friended me we were friends for a little while, and one day I just decided to just take a tour, and I don't know how the Holy Spirit allowed me to come across something he posted, and I didn't even ask any questions. I saw it, and I automatically sowed my seed into it. And when I sowed my seed, of course, I started encountering a conversation with you and him, and then I became a member automatically. I think what I love most, the fact of, I know there's so many companies and there's so many foundations that are out there doing such a great work to emancipate poverty-stricken issues and poverty-stricken situations globally. But I think what stands out the most is to see something totally different, which we would have never think. We always think that food and if, you know, certain other issues are so important, but who's to know that how important water is to our body. Water is like medicine to our soul. It's like medicine to our spirit. If we can do anything else, but if we go without water, then we have nothing. So when I saw the filtration, the filters that you guys were advertising, that's what the company does, the filtration, the net, and also the nutrients, the vitamins for the children and even for the pregnant women. But I think the water the most is so important, to know that they can have filtered water and to be able to drink it without drinking those dirty water, you know, with malnourished children. And especially in third world countries, it's so imperative that they have clean drinking water. And I think that's what really, and I know even the mosquito nets, that is so important, because I know in my country we have mosquitoes severely. And just to know that they can have that also, it just, I was just totally blown away by it.
Well, you know, tremendous. One of the things that, you know, I think the Holy Spirit led me to have that tagline of one family, one focus, was because mm-hmm. I had a family. I had children. And when I first saw this, when it first came to light, I just began to weep inside, because I started thinking about my children. And by the grace of God, we could have been born in that situation. And I thank the Lord that we were born here and not in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I had to do something about it. I knew I had to get involved. And I just didn't want to do something one time, because I thought about it, you know, think about how helpless you would feel. I know you have children. How helpless you would feel if you were living in a situation where you had dirty, unsafe drinking water, but yet your children still needed baths. They still needed to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were in a situation where mosquitoes were everywhere and at night, and if they bit your child, they could get malaria. And if you were in a situation where, even though your children were getting food, they still were hungry. They had hidden hunger because there were no nutrients in the food. And I just mm-hmm. thought about, as a parent, how that would make me feel and how helpless I would feel trying to help my children. Because I think about some of the things that we deal with here, you know, in the United States, but it's nothing compared to the devastation of, you know, your child dying. You know, I heard horrible stories about children dying in the arms of their parents and all that. So I knew, being a parent, I had to be on a crusade to help these children. You know, how does that make you feel as a parent?
Oh, of course, I feel the same. I mean, I see the importance of it. It's something that I've always seen. I mean, I've grown up in my country where there's areas where it is impoverished and they don't have stuff to cure for mosquitoes, and they are.
Oh, you've experienced that. Okay.
I've seen that in my country. There's areas where they do not have good water, and they, you know, so, and I mean, I've went to Jamaica. I've went to different areas, and I saw poverty-stricken areas where they're barely surviving. So, I mean, I know, and I see that all the time. And of course, I did. That was another thing that came to mind is, as far as children, I mean, I have kids. I know they didn't grow up in those countries, but just to see it, to bring a change about, it's very impactful. Because, I mean, just to see children go through that and have clean drinking water, I mean, just if I missed, I'm not able, if I was to miss and not even to give my children water, it impacts me. So I can't even imagine how it'll impact kids that don't even have a way to access clean drinking water, or even to access mosquito nets where they're being bitten and getting sick in those areas. So, yes, it raised my consciousness in regards to the children. My heart goes out so much. I mean, even though it may not play a big proportion, I'm so glad to see something like this that is out there causing the lives to be changed in the third world countries for these children. It's very impactful that they can have this water now, and that there's a movement that is causing a shift in their lives to bring them from the poverty-stricken situation.
Well, I tell you, tremendous. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm so proud of you and praying for you always. And thank you for being a guest here on the Impact Lunch Break Call. And we'll be talking privately. God bless you, young lady.
Thank you, Mr. Silas. You have a blessed day. God bless you, too.
Awesome. Charlotte, before I bring on, you know, Helena here in Hawaii, you know, I know you have children as well. You know, how would that make you feel, you know, if you needed the help from, you know, someone else, you know, because I know growing up, me, with my family and children, there were times where we had challenges. Never life or death challenges with just everyday living like these children. But I know that, I've had challenges and where I've needed help. And, you know, God has always provided help. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say that these children need a miracle, Charlotte. Well, I believe we need to become the miracle. You know, you and I and the people on this phone need to become the miracle. But as a parent, how would that make you feel?
Well, there's no worse feeling than seeing your child, suffering. And so I would absolutely feel awful, and I would do everything that I could to see that my children don't suffer. We're not talking about, like for us, you said it's not life and death situations, but I mean, I can remember when my sons were small, having to rush them to the emergency room for one of just different things. And that's, you know, I'm grateful that we live where, you know, we can get some help and get immediate need. But to be in a position to where you're relying on a miracle, I like that. Yeah, we can be that miracle. We can be that one. I mean, I purchase child-saving products every month, and hoping that people that are listening, that maybe be listening to the call that are on the air today, if you're hearing this, you can be somebody's miracle. It's just $20, and it changes lives. It's very, very important. And so, yeah, I can't recall anything specific right now, Silas, without you know, exposing my kids or anything like that. But I can just think of just the different times that I had to rush them to the hospital or It's very important, you know, and so.
I remember, you know, just, you know, my son, for instance, playing football and, you know, tackled someone and the guy put his helmet in his chest and, he had a bruised chest cavity and, you know, we had to take him to the doctor and, you know, and it was a situation that took 5 to 6 months to heal. So it was one of those things where, you know, I worried as a parent constantly that if he would be okay, you know. And I remember, you know, the first time, you know, one of my children, when they were younger, got pneumonia. And, you know, you worry about those things. But, you know, those was far and in between. These children have to worry about it every day, you know, every day. And not just one, a lot of cases. They have to worry about all three things. Some of them live in areas where they have filthy water, no nutrients in their food, and mosquitoes. So, you know, I'm on a crusade to help these children. I want to bring on our friend and our new ambassador there in Hawaii. Helena, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break Call?
Aloha. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Aloha, young lady. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm just awesome. And just been listening to everyone on this call. And I'm just so blessed and blown away by all the special guests and their hearts. And I just want to say good morning, sunshine, to everybody. Actually, it's only morning here, I guess. It's 7:40 a.m. here in Hawaii. But thank you. I wasn't expecting to be on the show, so this is a surprise and a privilege, and I was just calling to listen in. So thank you for inviting me, Silas.
Well, you blessed us so much the last time on the show. I was so impressed by you. I went on Facebook to find you, and look you up. You're just not only are you an intelligent young lady, but you have a compassionate heart for people, and you know. And then, man, I was impressed about the flying, and you know, man, I always wondered, is that tough to learn how to fly? And I've always had so much respect for people who fly, and I know you fly around, you know, the islands there. Tell us a little bit about what you actually do work wise.
Oh, you're actually going to be mixed up with our other amazing Maui ambassador, Glenda.
That's right. This is Helena.
Yes.
I apologize. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah, Glenda's
right.
Amazing.
Share what you do. What you do is important as well. Share what you do, young lady.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have my own business called Healthy by Divine Design. And that is why Hidden Hunger Global really just resonated with me. And I also work in the Department of Education with special education. So I work with special education students. And, you know, I see the effect that just nutrition or lack of nutrition can have on anybody, even us living here in North America, where we have everything. So,
right.
But yeah, that's basically. And I'm a mom of two teenagers, and I'm happily married, living in paradise.
Living in paradise, man! I can't wait. You know, I've never visited Hawaii. I want to go. I keep promising my wife, so I got to make that a reality this year.
Now that you have a team growing here, it's
that's
a business.
Right. That's right. Well, listen, I heard that you guys are having an event on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we're having an event. Actually, Sandy, who was the very first ambassador here in the state of Hawaii, she put this together with myself and Glenda, the amazing helicopter pilot.
Yes.
And it's going to be at Sandy's place in Haiku, which is a beautiful rainforest area. It's just going to be nice, and it's basically a launch of what HHG is here in Hawaii, and specifically on Maui, which is the first island to have it. And we have Glenda was amazing, and she purchased the actual products so that they're on hand and people can see what they are.
Oh, wow, okay. So you guys got the samples.
And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and Sandy has been she took the kit and did exactly what the instructions tell you to do, just like if she were living in a third world country with no tools, and used exactly what the kit had so she could drill a hole in buckets. And we're going to actually be able to demo how the water filtration works. I'm going to start with some dirty water and drink some clean water. and it's just going to inviting our guests to come out and see what this is all about.
And I want you guys to take plenty of pictures, even some short videos, if you can, because we're going to promote that up after you guys do it. I want you to talk a little bit about, I know that every Monday, Sandy has Catch the Wave radio show on Blog Talk Radio for Hawaii. Have you been on there yet? Have you listened in on that yet?
You know what? Because of my job, like even now I am, you know, I am on a microphone and our classroom's not open yet, so I'm fine sitting outside with my students. But I'm not able to be on that show because of the timing in my work. Type of position, you're with the students all day. But I was able to be on it two Mondays ago because we were off of school. It's an amazing show. And I used to have my own radio show as well. So I'm thinking I might do a Catch the Wave number two or something at a day and time that works for me so that we can have more of that. But it's just amazing. Sandy has the most beautiful, amazing heart. And she just got two promotions in less than 3 days.
Wow.
She's doing so well. And I just want to do a shout out or a thank you to your guest that you had on before, Charlotte. I'm not sure if I got her name.
Yes,
Charlotte
Warren.
No, before Charlotte.
That's tremendous favor. Her name is Tremendous Favor, and she's a powerful young lady.
What an amazing name. Well, something resonated with me. What she said was, I planted my seed there. And I just think that is just a perfect way to word it, because I really feel like this landed in my lap as a gift from God, an opportunity from God, and I and that's exactly the way to see it is plant your seed there. It helps me to be calm about sharing. I have no problem sharing, but what it is with me is I'm just like your son had shared about a lady in Italy, or you see the opportunity, and you, for me, it's like it was a no-brainer. You just jumped at it. I mean, $20 and you can save a life. Like, who wouldn't do that? And to me, it makes so much sense that I am a little baffled that everyone I mention it to doesn't just do it right away. And I think by thinking of it as planting a seed or sowing a seed and knowing that God is the one who creates the harvest. So it makes it easier for me to keep planting seeds and sowing seeds without the worry of whether people really get it the way I got it right away. I think it's so different and so new that people are maybe suspect. And they think it can't be that easy to just take $20 and save a life, but it really is that simple. And no rational human being in North America, we have so many privileges, would ever say no to saving a life of a child if they really understood that it really was that simple. $20, it's real products going to children. It's not money that's being watered down through advertising and postage and office supplies and electricity. It's tangible relief that is real, and it's going to save a life. You were talking about your son, and Charlotte was talking about her children being sick and going to the hospital. And those are real concerns that we have, and every parent, it's every parent's nightmare. But these parents are living, like you said, 24/7 with a fear that their child could simply die because of a mosquito bite. We can stop that. And drinking water. I mean, no one can live for 3 days without water. And we for $20, we can provide clean drinking water to an entire family, 150 gallons of filtered water for a whole year. And then when I was reading about it, I heard that these water filters can actually last for 5 years, but we're just saying it's for a whole year.
So here's what happens with that. All right, it's 150 gallons of clean drinking water for a week. But for a whole year, it's 54,000 gallons of clean drinking water, all right, for a year. And then you got to replace the filter. If you replace the filter every year, it'll last up to 5 years. It actually lasts up to 10, but we want to say 5 because of wear and tear, and sometimes they don't replace the filters. But, you know, one of the things that is so important that you said, And I think people really need to get this, and Tremendous Favor said it as well. All right, so understand this is new. This is a new concept. We're the first ones to take on this concept. So a lot of people, all right, it's not going to resonate with them the first time. And I tell people you got to get 5 to 7 exposures to that person. All right, and exposure is this call. Invite them to this call. We record these calls too, this Blog Talk Radio. So if they can't get on at that time, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/save1,000,000, the number one. And you can go and pull up any archive call and let them listen to them. We've got some incredible calls. Rachel Zelon did a call, CEO Mr. Duncan Dodds, we did a call with him. Some incredible ambassadors like yourself and other ambassadors. You know, Sandy's been on. We interviewed her. So you can utilize those calls as an exposure. You know, we have a 4-minute recorded call that I did about the business. If you guys don't have that number, you know, I'll get that number to you. But I use that 4-minute call all the time. It's a recorded call, but it's another exposure. And I do that because I know people need 5 to 7 exposures before they make a decision to do anything. And the reason they need that is because this is brand new to them. They've never heard this before. And it's kind of like a commercial. If you ever see a brand new commercial come on, they play it over and over and over again until it's indated in that person's subconscious mind, and then they want to know more about it. So it's the same thing with this business. You just got to drip on them with a different exposure. We've got a text message that has a link to the 5-minute video in. I use that as an exposure. We have another text message with a newspaper article about the children of Uganda. When they received our water purifications, there's pictures of them, you know, standing in front of the water purification, thanking Hidden Hunger Global. I use that as another exposure. All right, so our opportunity calls are exposures. We have a training on Saturday at 10 a.m. I know that's pretty early there in Hawaii, so we recorded those training calls so you can listen to them later. But again, an exposure. So understand this. When you plant the seed, that's when you initially talk to people the first time. Always know if you plant a seed, let's say you plant an apple tree seed, well, it doesn't start to grow the first day. At least you don't see it growing. And so you have to water it. How do you water the seed? By giving more exposures. And if you water the seed, then God, he will supernatural provide the harvest. And it will happen in his timing, not ours. So the more seeds we sow, it's going to determine the harvest we grow. So, you know, Helena, I'm just so proud of you and what you're doing. And, you know, in fact, every last one of you. Before I let you go, I want you to share with us, because this is one of my favorite stories, as well as Jay Michaels, one of my favorite guys. Explain to me how you got involved and how you and Jay Michael and your husband have known each other.
Oh, okay. That is a really, that's just amazing. God is just so amazing, because what happened was Sandy actually had been telling me for about a month before I got involved, maybe even almost 2 months, just that she was involved with something new and she wanted me to look at it. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm so busy. I'll check it out later. And she's like, oh, I'm saving children's lives. She said, like, it's about getting a mosquito net then nutrients to children around the world. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. We'll talk about it later. I'm just so busy, because she wanted to meet me for coffee. And then she mentioned something about, oh, it's my friend, and he used to, he opened this restaurant, and I won't name the name of the restaurant, but a restaurant that I recognized. I said, oh, my gosh, my husband also helped open that restaurant. And so long story short, it was a friend of my husband that he'd known for over 30 years that he lost contact with for about 15 years. And my husband's a very busy man, and he doesn't have a lot of close friends or anything. He just doesn't have time for that. But this person was like a best friend. And so just because of that alone, I was like, oh, I want to, you know, hear about this. But I kept blowing Sandy off, basically. And then she just said, you know, I'm really busy. Let's just talk about this later. And then she sent me a video. I said, well, she said, just take a look at this. And when I looked at the video, I was like, I'm in. Like, I didn't have to meet with her. I didn't have to. And I'm like, I'm in. And then I showed my husband, and I kept telling him, you know, John Michael is involved with this new thing. He's a humanitarian. He's saving children's lives. And my husband was like, no way, really? And this kind of concept is hard for my husband to grasp. But when him and John Michael got to speak finally, those, like, old friends who have never stopped speaking to each other. And so I just feel like God just did a miracle, because I was excited about this opportunity to help save children's lives. And it's like God just threw in a little golden nugget and said, hey, you know what? By the way, here's your old friend. And so it just connected my family in a special way, so that now my whole family has become partners for Hidden Hunger Global. My children, they're only 14 and 16, have each saved a life, and my husband is the sponsor.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's an incredible story. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. That's awesome. You see how God works. They hadn't talked in over 30 years and been best friends, and wow, brought that seed right back, you know. So, Helena, you continue to bless the lives of children. You have a great day at school today. Thank you for joining us here live on the Impact Lunch Break Call. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. And God bless all of you out there listening and on the line. And thank you for saving children's lives.
Awesome. Charlotte, didn't that story just touch you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's just exactly what I was talking about. These testimonies are amazing.
Yes, they are. And they're starting to grow a huge team out there with Sandy and Helena, and they've got their kickoff event happening this Saturday. I think it's posted on Hidden Hunger Global. If it's not posted, it'll be posted before the day is out. And, you know, in Maui, Maui, Hawaii. Wouldn't you just
so
love
exciting.
To be there for that, Charlotte?
Oh, that would be wonderful, especially this time of year. I'd love to catch the wave.
Yes.
But that's exciting for them. I think that's just going to be a really, yeah, we're going to see some really good things from that just because of the people who are involved, you know, Sandy, Helena, and just their compassion. And that's going to be
yep.
great. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Before we close out, just want to give a little tip on, you know, we were talking about planting seeds and understanding our system. And, you know, the system is systems of exposure, things you can utilize to put in front of people so they could see this vision without you having to try to convince them of doing it. And, you know, we've got our power phrase. You know, that power phrase is if you could give as little as $20 per month to save the life of a child, would you? You know, and you learn that and you use that all the time. All that is breaking the ice and it's getting that person to say, of course I would. Yes, I would, right? But that's a system of exposure, okay? We also have what I call our sizzle call. Now, this is a four-minute call, okay, that you can, what I do is I three-way people into it. If they're standing right there with me, I'll call it and I'll three-way them into it. And if they're on the other line, I call it and three-way them into it. Sometime I'll text it. That number is 817-554-9092. Again, it's 817-554-9092. It's a four-minute call, and it goes over and explains the business for you. Again, it's another system of exposure. Remember, you need 5 to 7 exposures, so it doesn't matter which one you do next or which order, but what matters is that you do them. You want to pique their interest, you want to show them something, and then you want to do a three-way call. That's a system of exposure. You're introducing them to somebody else who's in the business to validate what you're doing, all right? And you've got to learn to edify that person, all right? So you've got to learn some things about them that when you say those things about them, it's going to make your listener want to at least hear what they have to say. You also want to edify their time. You want to let your listener know that they don't have a whole lot of time. They're not going to be able to speak to them a long time. Now, you're doing that actually for the listener because most people don't want to get on the phone with somebody else. But if you let them know this person's time is so valuable, they're very busy, they're not going to be on the phone with you very long. In their mind, they go, well, great, I'll listen to them because I didn't want them to be on the phone with me long anyway, right? Again, that's a system of psychology when you're dealing with people. But that's one of our systems of exposure. We also have an email that I put together that all you have to do is copy and paste and send out. For those of you who have my phone number, you can text me your email, ask for that email, I'll send it to you. And this email has four systems of exposures included in the email. But it'll have a link to the 5-minute video, which is another system of exposure, right? So you want to utilize that 5-minute video. I even put it in a text message, combined it with our power phrase. Makes it very simple for me to text out. I never text it to people unless I call them and let them know I'm sending them something so they're looking for it and they'll open it. If you just randomly text people out, they're not going to open it. But if you let them know you're sending them a short video in a text, just click on the link. Now they're looking for it, they'll open it, right? Another system of exposures is our opportunity calls. We do on Tuesday night and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central. We also do a webinar on Thursday nights. That's another system of exposure. We do that with the opportunity call. That'll be tonight at 8 o'clock. All right? So we also have on-demand call, which is a 20-minute recording of our opportunity call. So you can use that anytime. All right? We also have, what we call IPPs, Impact Power Parties, where you can get with people and share. We have hotel events, okay? Pretty soon coming up, we'll have DVDs and flip charts. But, guys, these are ways to expose the business. We have our Blog Talk Radio, too. Very powerful, too. You've got to start utilizing getting guests here. Wasn't this an impactful call today? You know, I appreciate all my guests that joined us on the call today. Charlotte, I appreciate you, my partner in success. You're always right on time. And I just want to say to each and every one of you that we are one family with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. God bless everyone. Take care.